this morning. Now, you may have seen the ads floating around for ABC's newest documentary. It's called Old People's Home for Four-Year-Olds. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's a social experiment that introduces a bunch of really cute four-year-olds to the residents of an aged care facility in Sydney's Northern Beaches. On the line with us now, we have Professor Sue Curl. She's from the University of Sydney and the lead researcher on the documentary. Sue, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
Good morning, Tess. It's a pleasure.
So how did this documentary come about? How did it go from idea to on our screens?
A similar program had been done in a much smaller version in the UK, and I think the ABC were very keen to look at a way of, promoting the intergenerational idea. And so they developed this together with the production company Endemol Shine and a group of us working together to look at how to do it and document it so beautifully. And this is the first time something like this has been done so thoroughly, where at the beginning we assessed our older people in terms of mood, but also in terms of their mobility and balance and strength. And then we did it again at the end after 7 weeks, because we wanted to see if there was actually going to be a difference. Was it, you know, more than just a lot of fun? Did people benefit? and ditto for the children. Not that we measured them, but Evan Kidd, the childhood development specialist, he kept an eye on what was happening. But I tell you, you don't need him to tell you that, because you watch it as the series develops. You actually watch how those children change in terms of their interactions and their empathy and their confidence. You know, it was really, it really was a win-win situation, and we weren't sure it would be at the beginning.
I was going to say, is there a way, I suppose, of nailing down who benefits most, be it the aged care residents or the kids, or does they sort of play off each other and it's equal?
I think they play off each other, and it was probably different for all of them. But at least we had, you know, quite accepted objective measures for the older people. And it was really, I mean, it was obvious from watching them, you know, they could barely get out of a chair at the start, and they basically sort of thrown away their walking stick at the end. And it was a real lesson, I think, even to those of us who work in aged care regularly, just how important getting an older person motivated and out of their chair and how quickly they can benefit.
And so the first episode aired on Tuesday, and the reviews have come through. They're absolutely fantastic. How are you feeling now that it's out there in the world?
Oh, look, I'm really chuffed that it's there. But I think what's interested me most is the number of people that said to me, I laughed and I cried. And I guess I certainly laughed, but I hadn't realised quite how poignant some of the stories are, particularly Eric, you know, who was put in the home, if you like, and left his home and his garden and his animals behind. And it was things like that that people really picked up on. And that's great, because, you know, our aim was to look at the loneliness and the isolation and what we can do about it and how good kids are. But there's a whole lot of little sub-themes, if you like, that have come out. And that's in a way what surprised me, or maybe I just didn't notice it because I was so involved.
Do you know if any other kindergartens or aged care facilities have picked up a similar program?
It is actually done in various forms across Australia, not sort of really commonly, but you will find there'll be an aged care home opposite a preschool, and they might come in once a week, something like that. Or sometimes older people will visit, say, a kindergarten to do reading or that sort of thing. So there's a little bit of it happening. What we hadn't done was measure the sorts of benefits that both groups might gain, and do it in a way that was entertaining. So you kind of got the entertainment level and the feel-good level, but underneath there's this really strong message, I think, that we can do something about loneliness and isolation, which was sort of, I guess, part of it, but also for the physical abilities of those older people. And we should look more generally at older people living at home doing very little and really rusting where they sit. When they get up and do things and they're motivated to do it, it actually makes a huge difference.
Well, it's a gorgeous program. Sue, thanks so much for chatting to us.
A pleasure, Tess. Thank you.
That was Professor Sue Curl speaking about the ABC documentary series Old Age Home for 4-year-olds. It's on at 8:30 p.m. Tuesdays. And if you feel like just crying in front of the TV, I can highly recommend it.